The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how vitamin D binding protein is a potential biomarker in MS. Lower blood levels of vitamin D binding protein, known as VDPB, were observed in newly diagnosed multiple sclerosis patients in a new study. Findings that suggest the protein could potentially act as a biomarker for the neurodegenerative disease. The present study revealed an independent association between lower levels of VDPB and the risk of MS, the researchers wrote. However, the team said further studies are needed to confirm their findings. The study, Reduction in Circulating Vitamin D Binding Protein in Patients with Multiple Sclerosis, was published in BMC Neurology. Genetic and environmental risk factors are associated with MS. One such risk factor is the blood level of vitamin D, which is involved in the secretion of anti-inflammatory factors. VDPB is a protein that binds and transports metabolized vitamin D to prevent vitamin D deficiency. Because VDPB is the key determinant of vitamin D, it can efficiently affect sustainability, biocompatibility, and biological performance of vitamin D, the researchers wrote. Previous studies showed inconsistent results regarding a possible association between vitamin D binding protein and MS prevalence and disease progression. Thus, a team of researchers at the Tehran University of Medical Sciences in Iran investigated the relationship between MS risk and VDPB levels in recently diagnosed MS patients. Those with a diagnosis within the previous year to determine if the protein could act as a disease biomarker. A total of 609 study participants were recruited between 2018 and 2020. Altogether, there were 296 MS patients and 313 healthy people who served as controls. Two common VDPB gene variations, called RS7041 and RS4588, were assessed and found to occur at similar frequencies in MS and control groups. Then, researchers further analyzed a subgroup of participants that included 77 MS patients diagnosed 1 year before the study's start, and 67 healthy people who were matched in terms of age and sex. More than half of the MS patients in the subgroup analysis reported taking regular vitamin D supplements, as compared with only 18% of the controls. Unsurprisingly, the mean blood level of vitamin D was higher in these MS patients than in the controls. Notably, the mean level of circulating VDPB was significantly lower in MS patients than in controls, even after adjusting for the participants' vitamin D levels, body mass index, and vitamin D supplement usage. No association between VDPB and vitamin D levels was observed in either group. Moreover, VDPB levels were not significantly different in MS patients receiving MS-specific treatment compared with non-treated individuals. In conclusion, we identified no risk association between common genetic variants of BDPB and MS, the researchers wrote, adding, however, that the data suggest an association between lower levels of circulating BDPB and multiple sclerosis in newly diagnosed patients. The team emphasized that their study was limited by its observational design and short-term nature. Further works are needed to establish whether BDPB could be known as the biomarker at early stages of MS, the researcher said, noting that BDPB causative role in the development of MS is still unclear.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Jesse Ace, columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading from my friend Jennifer Powell's column, Silver Linings. Accepting a new diagnosis. I have long preached the merits of acceptance in embracing my MS. I have mitigated much of the accompanying fear. This modus operandi has enabled me to live alongside my disease as opposed to clashing with it. While ideal, it is becoming increasingly difficult to follow my own advice. 2 years ago, I had surgery for a fifth metatarsal fracture in my left foot. My surgeon made note of possible Raynaud's syndrome after seeing slight discoloration. Several months ago, when my left foot began turning a bluish black, I assumed it was Raynaud's. It was not until sharp knife-like pain accompanied the growing discoloration that I called my doctor. Comorbidity, the simultaneous presence of two chronic diseases or conditions, is common in those with multiple sclerosis. After weeks of tests, we have ruled out any concrete precursor to my symptoms. I was experiencing peripheral neuropathy. Neuropathy affects roughly 25% of those people with multiple sclerosis. MS-related neuropathy occurs when there is damage to the myelin that surrounds the nerves in the central nervous system. Damaged nerves send mixed signals to the brain. My damaged nerves are now firing without provocation. The widespread pain has been intense and unrelenting. There is no cure because my neuropathy is due to the multiple sclerosis. The best that I can do is manage both my disease and the pain. In living well with MS, I can hopefully lessen the severity of my neuropathy. I am mad that I have to live with more pain. I am sad that so much of my energies are forcefully channeled into fighting it. But my faith is bigger than both fear and grief. I will continue to live a fulfilling life, not despite, but because of this disease. I am reminded of a day 10 years ago, a day that changed my world forever, a day that called me to rise above the pain, beyond the fear, and thrive. As a result, I am living a life that I never wanted, but would never change. Little did I know that MS was more than a diagnosis. MS was an invitation to be the person that I had always known that I could be. I believe this diagnosis to be no different. With the sky as my limit, watch out. A new world awaits.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.